Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California. Yes, I am here in station. It is me. It is I. It is us, Françoise Rhodes and Sean Flanagan in the boardroom. Hey, Sean. I'm back.
Oh,
this has been the strangest month, hasn't it?
It has.
It's just getting weirder as we go along towards Christmas. Christmas next weekend. I went to New York. I can't wait to tell you about my New York trip. I can't wait to talk about it. We're going to spend a lot of the second hour talking about that trip.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. What are you doing over there?
I don't know. I grabbed these headphones and apparently they're broken.
I guess.
But I needed to throw them on, so they're just kind of hanging off my head.
Now. You're going to have to change those because it's going to make me laugh if I keep looking at them. All right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey in the Albertson Shopping Center. We want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah that's celebrating Hanukkah. Now, it's spelled a couple different ways, if you've noticed that. Go online and look. It's spelled different ways. I don't understand that. But the 500 in Palm Springs on the corner of Ramon and Indian, it is blue and white right now, celebrating Hanukkah, and then it will switch back to green and red for Christmas. So it's really a beautiful backdrop if you want to take some, you know, unique pictures. Show them our beautiful Palm Springs skyline in the winter, how crisp and clear it is, and send it to all your friends. So that is really pretty. Today's show is presented by B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. And trust me, you will find the perfect gift. I was there yesterday. Guys, listen up. They have the largest selection of men's wedding bands in the entire Coachella Valley. So if you're looking, and they can custom make them as well. So just go over to B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. They have everything going on there. Okay, in today's show, the first hour is kind of jam-packed. We've been doing that, trying to fit everybody in. You will meet Patricia Welch. She is an entertainer. We have some music, right, Sean?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so you will hear some music. She's entertained for some really, really big names, and now you can see her over at the Indian Wells Resort. Trying getting that all right. Yes, the Indian Wells Resort at Frank's Place, on the stage at Frank's Place every Thursday night. So we'll hear from her. And I think our other guests arrive, Irene Rodriguez. There's something going on at the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. So we'll find out about that. And again, like I said, in the second hour, you get to listen to me talk about New York. Yes. Today's prizes, we do have a couple of them. We have two passes to see Wild Lights at the Living Desert. We also have a gift certificate to, I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to listen to find out. I wasn't even going to tell you to begin with, but see, I already threw myself off track. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 is the number that you need to know to win some prizes. Yesterday I was on KSQ where we featured the Tournament of Roses parade info. Now, a heads up on that. Today, I think it's at 5 or 6 o'clock, will be the deadline to sign up for those grandstand seats plus parking for the Tournament of Roses Parade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I really need time to print all the entries, draw them, get a hold of the winners, and make sure they can go.
I see. I thought you meant on purchase or anything. That's what I thought you meant.
Oh, no. You can purchase them right up until they sell out, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then I think, though, there's a deadline where they'll mail you the tickets. There comes a point where you have to go. You'll pick them up. They have an office open the day before.
Right.
Not the day of the tournament, so you would have to go pick them up. But I'm not sure when that cutoff deadline is for them to mail you. But I'm talking about the people that have signed up for Traveling with Françoise. Okay, our bus trip to Quartzsite in January, we were over the halfway mark filling the bus. So sign up now, pay later. All the information is on the Traveling with Françoise website. Okay, I want to jump into, since we're going to be really tight on this show for information that I tell you what's going on in the Valley, I want you to know that I'll be posting, updating the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. There's a calendar page which tells you about things that I've talked about, sometimes not always got a chance to talk about on the show, so you can just go to it and see what's going on in the Coachella Valley. But right now, the Get a Life Weekly announcements is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, the Gallery 500, the boardroom is for use at Alia. Beautiful, beautiful building right there on the corner of Ramon and Indian in Palm Springs. Call them today or go to the website at the500ps.com. Used to be the old Allen Ladd building. People are finally getting away from that, and I just bring it up. You know, we've been trying to get away from it's the because it is kind of a historic building. It's been there a long time.
Right.
Used to be that hardware store.
Oh, yeah?
But now, yeah, Alamance Hardware Store. Now, though, you wouldn't even recognize. It's just total renovation. It's just beautiful. I also want to give our sponsors here on this show. They do some really great stuff. Now, Coachella Valley Volkswagens, they are donating unopened toys for boys and girls 1 to 10 years old and this holiday season for the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. So go on in there. If you donate an unopened toy, they will give you $10 towards any repair or service. You know what? $10, $10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, when you're getting an oil change or something, they do all kinds of cars, makes and models over there and trucks and all that stuff. It's 10 bucks, and they have all those specials also. And speaking of specials, remember, if you buy a pre-owned car at Coachella Valley Volkswagen, the time that you own that car, you will get your oil changes for free if you mention traveling with Francois.
See, it pays to know you.
It does. You know, it's like I have to grab people's hands and take them over there. They don't believe me. Oh, anyway, Coachella Valley Volkswagen asked for Armin, the general manager, Manny, all the sales staff. And if the sales staff is new there and they don't know, just say, talk to Armin. He will fill you in. Oh, all right. I was at Thai Smile this week. They have a New Year's special going on at $39.99 for New Year's. Yes, to go in, let them cook dinner. And they always do a good job over there at Thai Smile. And their hours have changed also. They're open from 4 to 9 instead of 4:30 to 9. They have the lunchtime from 11:30 to 2:30. Then they close down, then they reopen at 4 to 9. So, and what did I have when I was there? I had Oh, I always have the lo mein with the assorted stuff in it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what the stuff is, but I know what you're
talking about. Yeah. And the only thing I don't let them put in there is carrots. I am not a cooked carrot fan. It just ruins
the texture.
Yeah, there's something in the flavor. I don't mind raw carrots, but there's something about cooked carrots. People that have been listening to the show forever know me. They know that I talk about this. But it's something about cooked carrots that just, ugh. So I have them take all the cooked carrots out. And they have them all cut real pretty like little flowers, but I just can't do them. Yeah. I don't know. And sometimes in soups, people tend to load up on the carrots.
Yeah. And then they just get just waterlogged.
Yeah. If you want me to try not to make a face, when you put a dish down in front of me with a bunch of carrots on it, cooked carrots, I will do my best not to gag. But if I push them off to the side, don't get offended. Speaking of people, I want to thank everyone for the Christmas cards I'm receiving, the well wishes, Happy New Year's. Same out to you. I appreciate it. It's been a great year. Next year is going to be even better. So I thank you for all the well wishes and stuff. And Christmas cards, I love Christmas cards. I send out Christmas cards. I enjoy Christmas cards. All right. We picked the winners of the luncheon, the Lantern Festival, Angel View's big luncheon. It's on the website on the contest page. Renova Energy, they have a lot of things going on this holiday season going into the new year. So they can help you. They will help decide if solar or battery storage is right for you. Give them a call at Renova Energy. Braille Institute, they have a bunch of new classes coming up, and they're all free, remember, for the upcoming season. Expert Repairs by Joseph. I was thinking, Sean, here's a gift. I'm really weird about gifts. I try to give things that I know people will use. I don't just try to get anything. I try to get them something that they'll use.
That's how you should give gifts.
I know, but a lot of people don't. That commercial is so great on TV. But I think what a great Christmas present is someone has a favorite watch or a piece of jewelry or glasses or something that's broken, and they haven't had the time to get them fixed.
Yeah.
Take it. Don't tell them because they're not using it anyway. It's broken.
Right.
Go get it fixed.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great gift?
That's a good one.
That is a good one. And over at Expert Repairs by Joseph in the mall, he can do all that stuff in there. So go on over there and check it out. Indian Ridge Country Club, they have a lot of great events going on. Great place to live. Diane Williams and Associates will help you. McDonald's, they're doing a lot of ordering out now because they have the delivery service. What is it? Uber Eats, I think is what it is. So you might need some extra food for the party. Just call McDonald's and they'll deliver it for you. So that is pretty awesome. Yeah. That's a good thing by McDonald's, and they have all these new menu items. Let's see what Command One Security, if you're ready to gear up with your holiday season for the new year, you want to get security, you want to do that as well. Tony Quinzio, he is back and sharpening knives and scissors and all sorts. In fact, yesterday I said I need these scissors sharpened that I've been using for wrapping gifts.
Yeah, and they start to get dull.
Yeah, so give Tony a call. His information's on the website, and there you go. How about that? I want to make sure all our sponsors, remember when you use them, tell them that you heard them on the show. All right. I zipped on through that. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we be back, I don't think that's quite good English. I'm still on New York mode, you know? Go, 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 go. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. All right, joining us in studio is the executive director of the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. They do such a great job over in Desert Hot Springs. Hi, Irene.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
I am fine, thanks. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. So
lots been going on.
Exactly. Go ahead.
The Cabot has been busy.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the season is coming, and I know a lot of well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. People there, I still know a lot of people who have never been there, and tell them what they're missing.
They're missing a magical place. Once you come in, it's nestled in the neighborhood. It's a historic home. Cabot Yorksa built it himself. So I always like to, you know, walk around and listen to the visitors as they walk into the courtyard. And they just are in awe and they go, wow, did he build this? How did he build it? Did he have help? Did he have permits? things like that. They're just kind of astonished once they come in and see it because they really don't know what to expect. And I know sometimes the name could be misleading, a Pueblo Museum. So right away they think Native Americans, exactly what it is. But once they come in, Cabot himself was an advocate for Native Americans. So he really was mindful and purposeful in his intention of building as a Pueblo style museum and home.
And he built the home. He started building it when?
That one he started building in 1941. He took a whole year to build in the hillside, dig out the hillside. Mm-hmm. And then it took him about another 9 to 10 years to actually finish it.
It's because he kept adding on when he had his wife. I know the story. I've been there. It's a great story. And it's something that it's a good place to take your visitors when they come to Coachella Valley because it really does tell the history, too. A lot of history of the valley.
Exactly. He was, you know, he first came around in 1913 as a homesteader. He was one who actually rediscovered the mineral waters in Desert Hot Springs and sharing that information with some other founders of the area. That's why he came back, because he was determined to stay here and he really loved the desert life.
And there was that story that he would go every day several miles to get water, and he had a lot of Native American friends through the years. They befriended each other, and they finally told him, did you know that you had water like right around the corner from where you're building? Is that
exactly.
That's a true story?
Yeah, yes. It is. That was on his first homestead, which is down about 5 minutes away from the Pueblo itself. But yes, he found one of the wells, like 600 yards from his front step. Yeah, he was walking 7 miles away for water.
7 miles, and they said, we'll show him. Yeah. We'll let him figure it out on his own. What does he think all those bushes, those really healthy plants are doing over there? Great story. And he also had a donkey, his favorite?
It's donkey. He got a donkey. He named it Merry Christmas because he got it around Christmas time. And so he really loved his donkey, and we have recordings where he says he's actually taught him how to drink from the canteen. So we'll see.
See, folks, there's so much great history in this Coachella Valley. There really is. And the Cabot's Pueblo Museum is one place to go up in Desert Hot Springs. Right now, you have events. January is going to be here before we know it. You have some fabulous events this season. You have a big trip coming up. You have the Oaxaca Artist Show and Sale. Tell us a little bit about this Artist Show and Sale.
Perfect. So the first one's in January. It's part of our Culture Weekends. And so we bring in artists from Oaxaca for the month of January. So something to follow up, to really continue Cabot Yorksa's legacy of artists, of being an artist colony. We bring in artists that really are also traditionalists in their artwork, and that is also from generation to generation. So we bring in artists from Oaxaca in January who will be working in wood carving. So the there's a section in Oaxaca where they're really known to make fanciful animal carvings. And this time we're bringing a husband and wife team. So you have the husband actually carving the animal and the wife painting it. And we have usually some jurors coming in, fingering jewelry. So they do fabulous jewelry as well. And then we also bring in a weaver. Mm-hmm. He's actually well known. The Smithsonian recognized him in 2016, I believe, as an artist. So he brings in his loom. He really does natural dyes with his weaving and his textiles. And he really talks about his passion and how he really started and what he lives here in the United States in Ventura County part-time. And in Oaxaca, so his family actually, you know, talk about getting the wool, the yarn, and dyeing it. He does the whole process. Mm. It's really fascinating.
And this is open to the people. Is it an extra charge, or is this open to the folks that visit
that's
the museum?
Oh, that's really good. It is something that is open to everybody. It's open the whole demonstrations of the artists, interacting with the artists, and really, you know, learning more about the art form. It's all free. It's 9 to 4 in January from 26th to 28th weekend. And what it is it's an art sale, which means that we actually receive 25% from the sales as mm-hmm. well. It's a whole benefit, and been working really well with Steve Thompson, who really brings in the artists in here. So it's really a great benefit. You come in, you really see the traditional ways of how people actually continue this art form, and especially from the state of Oaxaca, you get to really appreciate what goes in their carving and their painting, what materials they still continue to use today in the 21st century.
It's really fascinating. And the Cabot Museum is a nonprofit, right?
Yes, it is. Yes. We are a nonprofit. The museum, backtrack a little bit. The museum is operated by the Cabot Museum Foundation, which is a nonprofit. The museum and the property is actually owned by the city of Desert Hot Springs. Mm-hmm. So we really work very closely with the city, and they support the foundation, and we, you know, really work together to make sure that the museum's there for everybody to enjoy.
Which you really, once you see it, folks, you really will understand why you want to make sure this stays around, because it is fascinating. And the stories behind it, you get a tour and they hear about the stories behind this one house. And really, he was almost ahead of his time, Mr. Cabot, there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this event is January 26th through 28th, so that'll be coming up. And the museum itself, the Cabot's Pueblo Museum, is open daily from 9 to 4. So you don't have to worry about, are they closed this day, open, whatever, just daily 9 to 4. Now, Irene, is there a charge to get into the museum?
Yes or no. So to come in and enjoy the grounds, you just want to orientate yourself, it is free. If you want to actually take a tour and go mm-hmm. into the different rooms of the home, there is a charge for that. And there's a scheduled tour. So you give us a call, and our first tour starts at 9:30. It is limited tour. People that go in at the rooms, you have to experience the rooms, the doors, and everything. Mm-hmm. It's small, so we take usually about 14 people at a time. Yeah. So that's the reason we like to encourage people to come at least half an hour before tour time. But that's the only thing that we charge at the museum.
Yeah. Well, you have to preserve what's there.
Yes.
And people going in and out, the constant footprint all the time is tough on that. So it takes a lot of work to keep it going.
Exactly.
So it's that's fine, though. It's well, well worth it. And let's talk about, you also have, of course, the Cabot being a nonprofit, you need funds. You're always raising funds to keep everything going. What about, you have a trip coming up this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
A little bit, yeah. So we have, we've been working with Thea Stephanie's Tours, collaborating and organizing a tour to the state of Oaxaca mm-hmm. Through her company, where they'll be spending eight days and seven nights in Oaxaca, going to different restaurants, going into the studios, going into museums, and interacting with the artists there. And some of these artists that we have identified have actually attended the Oaxaca weekends at the museum. So it will be from black pottery to the wood carvings to, again, also going into Porfirio's Cortiras, which is the weaver, into his home and seeing what is the process of making the yarn and weaving the textiles.
Well, my mother has been to Oaxaca several times, and she loves it there. She'd love to go on this trip. She just loves it there. She said it's so beautiful, and the people are so friendly, and it really is a great place to visit people. It's one of those kind of it's a tourist destination, but not really. People don't hear it high up on the list as a tourist, but once you get there, you want to go back.
Exactly.
It's spectacular. So how do they sign up? Can they go to the Cabot's website? How do they sign up for more information?
Information, if they go to right now to the Stephanie's Tours website, will be great. Has all the information there. At the moment, we're redesigning our website, the Cabot's Pueblo Museum website. So I should be coming live in the next 3 weeks or so.
Oh, yeah. The season's here. You better get that going.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know, and I thank you before. I've given tickets away to the Cabot. So, and now that you're open daily, 9 to 4. Remember, the tours, you have to pay for the tours, but you can get into the museum for free.
Into the grounds for free.
But to go into the actual house part, museum part, there is a charge. So, Irene, thank you so much for joining us. It's been too long. We need to have you back sooner. And remember, the big event at the museum, the Oaxaca Artist Show and Sale, is January 26th through 28th. But don't worry, it'll be on the Traveling with Francoise website. So, and I will put a phone number instead of the website right now so they can call you
later
on the website. Well, you have a wonderful Christmas and
you
New Year.
It was so nice to see you. Thank you for inviting me.
Good to see you. All right, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. We have entertainer Patricia Welch will be joining us, and we have some of her music. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio AM, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. I am Francoise Rhodes, your hostess. Well, I've been talking about this beautiful woman for the last couple months. She is in studio with us finally. Sean, you have some music somewhere connected in there with all the buttons I've been sending you. Joining us is actress, Broadway actress and singer Patricia Welch. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Francois.
Well, it's great to see you not on stage all the time, to see you standing around talking to me. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, Sean, do you have a little, let's play a little snippet of something of Patricia's.
All the music of life seems to be like a bell.
I should give you a headset.
Ringing.
Oh, well. Yeah, I think you've heard yourself sing before. Yes, you have. All right.
That I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling.
All right, Patricia, well, you have a wonderful storied career, but first of all, let's talk a little bit about Patricia Welch. How long have you been performing? How did this all start?
Gosh, I've been performing too many years to mention, way back since I was about, professionally out of college, but been singing since I was about 9 years old.
That's your passion, singing.
It is. It really is.
And you are a full-time desert resident. You've been here 11 years. And what brought you to the Coachella Valley?
Actually, my husband's family brought me here. My husband has 5 grown children, all that live here in the desert. And we have a wonderful extended family here, and that's what brought me here. We moved from Las Vegas, so from one desert to another. But we love living in this desert.
And this entire time, you have been a performer. That has been your career. A lot of people are saying, how lucky is Patricia? Do you get that all the time?
You know what? It is luck.
Yeah.
It really is, because I have a Cinderella story, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, then tell us about this story.
Okay. Well, I went to New York City out of college, and I had $1,400 in my pocket, thinking that was a lot of money, naive from West Virginia. got there, couldn't get into any of the auditions because I wasn't an Actors Equity member, and it was very frustrating. So I was ready to turn around and leave New York City, and my mother wired me money to go home, and I actually bumped into a person walking out of Western Union who I went to college with. And she said, you can come and stay with us if you want to extend your stay here. Mm-hmm. And Cinderella's story happened because 1 week later, they had the open call for The King and I with Yul Brynner. Mm-hmm. And there were 6,000 people that auditioned for that show. They see all the equity people first, then the non-equity. So that's when I got my chance. And I was called back several times and then actually landed the role of Tup Tim in The King and I with Yul Brynner. Oh. And the amazing thing about this story is that the $1,400 that I ended up going to New York City with, that was back in 1980, and that was my starting salary, $1,400 a week. Wow. So it was pretty – plus per diem, of course. But, I mean, that was really amazing that how that all came together. So I consider it a Cinderella story.
How nervous were you with that interview? I mean, you were just ready to throw it in, go back home, and what got you amped up to go in there and just give it all that you had?
I knew it was my last chance.
It was your last chance, And working with Yul Brynner, how was that?
He was wonderful. I did 2,500 performances with him on the road and the last 6 months on Broadway of his life. So I was the last Tup Tim to work with Yul Brynner. And the exciting thing about it was that he sat in the wings for every single show that we performed and watched me sing one of my key songs in the show, which is My Lord and Master. Of course, he had to come right back on stage after I finished the song, so he had to be there. But he watched me sing that every performance, and that was such an honor to have him watching me sing, you know. And
so not only did you get a start in a huge way, but 2,500 shows.
Yes.
I mentioned that was several years. I'm not good with math. So that's a lot of shows.
Four and a half years. Eight shows a week.
When, you know, Patricia, something that comes to mind, when someone is in a Broadway, a successful Broadway musical such as that, The King and I, how do you redefine yourself when you're done, when it's over? Where does a performer go from there?
You just keep going. You just keep looking for opportunities. You keep auditioning. You keep trying to hone in on where your strengths are and work with that. And that's what I did. And then I've gone from Broadway to studio work to recordings to, you know, live stage, just everything that I can get my hands on musically. I love it. I really love the music industry and being part of it. So.
Well, and I just wanted to give you guys, I had this idea in my mind of how Patricia and I were going to talk for the interview, but that went right out the window as soon as we started talking about everything. But just the story right there, Patricia, you're performing every Thursday night over at the Indian Wells Resort, Frank's Place, on stage at Frank's Place over there. And we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about the show there. Now, first of all, is it nice to be sort of centered around where you live?
Absolutely. It's a hop and a skip away. I live in La Quinta, so Indian Wells is the next little city over. But I love working at Frank's Place because it is a very intimate supper club, and there's a raised stage, and we have three Bose speakers. And anybody knows about Bose, that's like the creme de la creme of sound system, PA system. And there's a spotlight. So it's a real performance. It's a dinner. It's like a supper club show. People can order off the menu. They can order appetizers, drinks, whatever. And I sing there from 6 to 9 every Thursday, and I'm loving it.
Well, and you talk about supper club. So we go in and we sit and we dine and listen to you.
Yes.
We enjoy beautiful music, and you talk and you tell stories. So tell us a little bit about the show. What are we going to see when we go over to Frank's Place on a Thursday night?
On my Thursday night, you're going to hear a lot of the oldies but goodies because I'm really into that. I love the Melissa Manchester, the Barbara Streisand, Karen Carpenter, Patsy Cline, all the old hits. But then I also throw in a few current songs. I might throw in one or two Adele songs. And I do a lot of even Sarah Brightman, because I have a 4-octave range. So I sing everything from the classics and standards, even to some Broadway and opera, but very, you know, a little bit of that. But people seem to really love that. And so I give them a little bit of you know, heads and tails.
Well, and I think, do you do requests if somebody has
absolutely. I start out the show, you know, telling them I'm going to do the oldies but goodies. And then I tell them that when I take my next break, which is after the first hour, I'll take about a 15-minute break. And I walk around and I talk to the audience. I get to meet people face to face. That's what I love about the small supper club, as opposed to being on big stages and arenas, because I performed in arenas with 15,000 people. And you can't do that.
Right.
So this is really nice. So I get to walk around and I say, hey, do you have a favorite song? And if it's an anniversary, like we had a couple the other night, they were celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. And I sang a song for them called After All These Years, and they loved it. Or a birthday. Sometimes for a birthday, I'll sing something that's a little bit out of the box for me. Remember the song Happy?
Yeah.
That's a little out of the box for me, but people love it and they're
like
clapping. And yeah. So I make it fun and I try to make it as personal as possible for people that are there in my audience coming to see me and enjoying their evening, because it is their evening.
I like that. It's their evening. See? It's not, did you get that, folks? That is key right there. Patricia's not saying it's her evening. It's your evening when you go and enjoy the night and listen to Patricia Welch. Sean, let's play a little bit more of Patricia's music that you have over there.
Then someone like you found someone like me and suddenly nothing is the same. My heart's taken wing and I feel so alive 'cause someone like you found me.
Well, Patricia, usually we don't play music very long on it. We can just keep playing that right on through. It's beautiful. You have such a range.
Thank you.
Are you almost even operatic in some way?
I am. I was classically trained. But I was hoping you would play, since you are French, I was hoping you'd play a little bit of La Vie en Rose. I don't know if you could pull that one up.
He's going to pull it
up. I want to see what you think my French is like.
Oh, you know, my mother's listening and she will care. I want to talk a little bit. You know what I think we'll do? Let's go to break. And then when we come back, I want to talk about you performing with presidents.
Okay.
And then Sean can do however he wants with the music. He can either go out with the music, come back into the show, whatever you want to do, Sean. So we'll be right back, folks.
Don't go ahead. Fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur.
Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. We are in our entertainment mode today. We have Patricia Welch joining us, and she is every Thursday night, weekly at Frank's Place at the Indian Wells Resort. You won't be there though this Thursday. Okay.
It's a holiday week, and they always take off. The entire entertainment lineup is off for 1 week.
Oh, is it? Okay. So this week, no. But after that, Thursday from 6 to 9, it's a supper club, and it's just phenomenal. You've been listening to Patricia's music. Now, Patricia, I want to talk a little bit about you. I'm looking at your resume and all the exciting things you have done in your life. I think my life's exciting. I think Patricia has me atop here. Guest anthem singer at the Dodger Stadium. You've been a guest national anthem singer NASCAR. Let's see, you've performed for former President Clinton and Ford. I was lucky enough to meet Ford in his home and interview him. And one thing I've said, regardless of how, I'm wondering if you feel the same way, regardless of what you think of a president's political views, when you meet a president, there is still something so special about that.
Yes. And not to mention all the Secret Service that is surrounded by
it. I know, and they know your whole life story before you become up.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about performing for former President Clinton and Ford. How did that come about?
Well, actually, I had an agent when I was living in Las Vegas that booked me for the Cox Pavilion, and that's a very big arena. And so when I performed on stage, they had President Clinton's Secret Service, and they were on one side of the stage, and I was on the other side of the stage, and they're very, very guarded. I had to actually exit the opposite stage that President Clinton was coming on. Mm-hmm. But I do remember that one of his secret agents came up to me afterwards and said, President Clinton loved your rendition of the national anthem, and he wanted me to let you know that. And I thought that was very, very sweet. So, yeah, it is wonderful. And, you know, I'll tell you, not only presidents, but I had the wonderful honor of singing for General Schwarzkopf when he was alive. Mm-hmm. And that man did something really special. He was a survivor of prostate cancer, and that's actually what took my stepfather's life. But at the time, my stepfather was still alive, and General Schwarzkopf was a survivor, and he said, just tell your dad to hang in there. And I don't know how it happened, but somehow he got a hold of my home, my address, and sent a letter to my stepfather, addressed him, and said, Joe, hang in there. You know, my father was a Korean War veteran. And he wrote him a letter, and that meant so much to him. It just made his day, you know. So I really, that's the best thing of all, being able to perform for somebody that reaches out to you, you know. And General Schwarzkopf did.
Wow, it's such great stories. And you're continuing to make more as you go along. Now, have you cut back a little bit on your schedule? Because I know you're enjoying what you're doing. Or as an entertainer, I think it just, I would think in your case, singing, you just love to sing.
I do. And, you know, I really have not, I cut back in the sense that I'm not on the road anymore. I don't want to be on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, unless something super, super big happened. But, I mean, I do have a couple things on my bucket list. I would love to be, have my voice in a feature film. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't really happened yet. So I would love to have that happen. But as far as working, I really love living here and working here in our desert. I don't think there's a more beautiful place on earth. I don't know if I'm being biased or not, but I think this is the most beautiful place to live in the world.
Well, you can be biased. That's okay. We're all right with that on this show. Does the weather affect a voice? Because your voice is just so beautiful and you have such high ranges. Does the dryness bother your voice at
all? I think it helps me, if anything.
Oh.
You know, I really, you know, I don't have any allergies here. I'm actually fine. Dry, warm climate suits me fine.
Because we get a lot of entertainers, I'm sure you know, because you know what goes on behind the scenes.
Yes.
Come down to the valley all the time. I know Pink has a home up in Yucca Valley, and they're spread out all over. It's just a little bit more of a low-key kind of atmosphere as it was when Frank and all those people were hanging around. That was just a different time. Now, Robert Goulet, you've performed with him, Yul Brynner, Wayne Newton. Now, Wayne Newton kind of seems like the guy to me that would sort of steal the show. How is it, in his own mind, he would want to steal the show? How was it performing with Wayne Newton?
Wayne is actually a wonderful performer. He is an all-round entertainer, and I've actually learned a lot from him by doing my own show now. I've kind of taken some things. You know, it's okay to take things from other performers that are good, and, you know, my husband always said, imitation is the highest form of flattery. You know, like one of Wayne's big lines was, you mean you're not tired yet? You know, and that's what I would say to people when they're having a good time during my show. You mean you're not tired of this yet?
Yeah.
You know? So there are things like that really, you know, just help. And so I love working with him, but he can play like, I don't know, 20 instruments.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Piano, banjo, guitar, fiddle. I mean, just amazing. And tells jokes and stories, and I've learned from his storytelling too. So yeah.
Oh, well, it's key because the audience really does enjoy the stories. They do like to hear your experience because you have experiences that most of us won't ever even have, and it is wonderful to hear those. Now, do you play a musical instrument?
Oh no, I wish. I'm too left feet, and I don't have any musicality as far as instrumentation goes.
Oh,
my instrument is my voice. That's about it.
And do you have backup musicians that work with you?
I actually perform with tracks at Frank's place, but they're highly professional. They're the best tracks that you can get. Many of them are like the replica of the original music or the artist. And I've had some tracks like in different keys. Like, for example, my Unchained Melody, when I sang that one and Andy Williams heard it, he nudged the person next to him and he said, I don't know how she's going to hit those notes starting out in that key. Mm-hmm. So I do have certain tracks that were made for me that are in higher keys that work for my voice better. So,
and tracks meaning those are the music. The music mm-hmm. that you sing to.
That's right.
It's just same thing as an orchestra uh-huh. sitting there, except
right.
that you have, okay, this high quality.
Right, right. I just plug the tracks into this house system, uh-huh. and then they're all in a playlist, and I just do my show that way. And I can shuffle, and I can actually add new tracks, or mm-hmm. or like if somebody actually makes has a request, and mm-hmm. if as long as I have about 235 songs
yeah.
loaded in, so if somebody has a request and I have that song loaded in, I can mm-hmm. pull it up just like that.
What's the most popular request?
Oh gosh, there are so many requests, but a lot of people like the Patsy Cline, and a lot of people, believe it or not, like my opera. They like there's a beautiful, very short and sweet aria called "O Mio Babbino Caro," and they love that.
Mm.
And then they, of course, they love the Cole Porter tunes and some of the Frank Sinatra tunes. And so, you know, it just varies. But I have people when I go on my break that's I'll ask them if they have a favorite song. And then they'll look at me and they'll say, well, you're singing all my favorites. So that's really wonderful. So I think I'm right in tune with what people like.
Mm-hmm.
And my demographic for the room, by the way, are like the over 40 mm-hmm. and up, you know,
yeah.
that's the crowd.
Yeah.
And they like the oldies but goodies, you
yeah.
know, kind of hits home for a lot of us that grew up in the 70s.
That's right. And, you know, we love songs that we can actually sing the words or know the words in our head. We
yes.
can understand what the performer's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your show is $5.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and then plus they buy their own appetizers, drinks, and all that kind
that's
of stuff.
Right.
$5. Oh, my gosh. That's nothing to hear your voice. And this, folks, is every Thursday night, except this coming up Thursday, at the Indian Wells Resort in Indian Wells at Frank's Place. So you can walk right in. Now, Frank's Place, if I recall, is when you walk in to the right. The stage is right there. Have they
that's
changed?
Correct.
Yeah,
as soon
right.
as you walk in the door, they have the big lobby with the marble floor and the chandelier.
Yep.
And then they have a sunken-in dining room right off to
off
the
to
right
the side.
Of that.
Uh-huh. And that's where you'll find Patricia Welch.
Yes.
And your website is simply?
It's patriciawelch.com.
Which is on Traveling with Francoise, folks. So easy to find if you
and
forget.
And W-E-L-C-H.
Right. Yes.
Patricia right. Welch. And my dates and times are listed on my website as well.
Okay.
And also the number to call for reservations, because reservations are highly recommended.
Okay. Oh, I'm mm-hmm. glad you said that.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
I just figured it starts at 6. I thought mm-hmm. if I get there at 5, I can get a seat. Yeah.
Well, you probably could. You know, it's a little slower time right now, but although it will start picking up in January and
yeah,
February.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And you also have, there's a number to call too for reservations, 760-797-8700. That's 760-797-8700. And you also have, we have about 2 minutes left. You have a special on TV coming. You're going to be part of a Christmas special. Tell us about that.
Yes, that is a Palm Springs Desert Christmas special,
mm-hmm.
and it's headed up by David Green's yeah. Musical Theater University, and these are high school students that are Broadway bound.
Mm-hmm.
They're the creme de la creme. They have to actually audition to be part of his troupe, and they're wonderful kids, and I'm part of that Christmas special. And if you look on Spectrum or whatever your TV lineup is, it's one of the local channels, and I think it says like Christmas in the Desert or Christmas in Palm Springs. You can't miss it, and I think they're airing it like 12 or 14
several times.
Several times,
yes. And
uh-huh.
it's on what station? It's on Spectrum, but...
It's on Spectrum, but I think it's KIMR. But
yeah,
I'm not positive.
I think it
it's
is
on one of
the
desert local stations.
Yeah,
yes.
So Patricia uh-huh. Wells. Well, Patricia, thank you so much for joining us. The half hour flew by. It's been quite a pleasure. You will be performing at Frank's Place Indian Wells Resort through May.
That's correct.
Every Thursday night, folks, from 6 to 9, except this Thursday. So remember that because of the Christmas holiday. But go on over there, make reservations. The information is on Traveling with Francoise. It's been such a joy to have you on. We'll have to come back.
Thank you very much. And I want to wish you and everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Same to you. Thank you.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside. We're going to go out of the show playing Patricia's music. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel gear and talk about... my trip to New York City. Can't wait to tell you about it. All right, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise.